Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at gcnlive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening and welcome to the broadcast. Of course, we are live on Sunday nights. Great to have you with us. Just a program note, next Sunday night, which is the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, we're going to be running a best of program for you. So just a quick heads up for those people that will be hitting me with emails on Monday asking, where was the live show? Where's my download over at iTunes? Well, we're just going to do a best of show next Sunday night. So get prepared for a week of withdrawal from Jim Paris Live. We've got a great program lined up for you. And tonight in hour number two, we have invited Dr. Ronald Feynman to be with us. He's author of a very, very interesting book titled Assassinations, Threats, and the American Presidency from Andrew Jackson to Barack Obama. And today is the 53rd anniversary of the JFK assassination. And let me look something up here. It actually is the 52nd, excuse me. It is the 52nd. And today is one of those days where odd that it does happen to land, you know, on a Sunday like this, because if this were a weekday, you probably would have major news coverage. Of course, the 50th anniversary 2 years ago was a very, very big deal. And a lot of news organizations were right there in Dealey Plaza, downtown Dallas, broadcasting live. And now here we are 2 years later. So it's 52 years, if you can believe it, from the assassination of the nation's youngest president, John F. Kennedy, in Dallas, Texas. And I'm going to be really interested, too, to ask our guest in hour number two, because this book is not just about the JFK assassination. It's about assassinations and assassination attempts on presidents. And not just presidents, but also presidential candidates are also addressed in this book. And I want to just get his take on the conspiracy theories versus what the government has told us to believe and all of that, and especially the JFK assassination. So that will all be coming up in hour number two. I thought, I've been watching the news today. I have to tell you, I just came off of a 2-day camping trip. I'm not a frequent camper. I do it maybe once or twice a year, and I thoroughly enjoy getting away from the internet, getting out into God's creation. And I slept in a tent the last two nights, which probably wasn't the worst part of my camping trip, because it was, you know, I've got a nice little tent and I've got an air bed in there. And it was actually quite comfortable sleeping weather, down into the lower 60s, upper 50s, just perfect sleeping weather. It was really just the campfire. We went camping with a group of about, I think, 40 people. And they had this raging campfire going almost 24 hours a day, the 2 days that we were there. And it's just something about all that smoke. I'm just not used to all of that smoke. And it really messed up my sinuses, and my eyes were itchy and all of that. And you sit around a big, giant, roaring campfire, and the wind blows in the wrong direction. And all of a sudden, you're inhaling a big, a big puff of smoke, it can't be good for you. But I guess it's all part of the experience. In any case, I've been watching the news a lot today, and I find it interesting that it is now being reported by the New York Times that there were 16 arrests made in Belgium today, and I guess numerous raids are taking place across Belgium. These are arrests of terror suspects. Of course, all of this in the wake of the attacks in Paris, France. One of the questions, though, that you have to ask, I'm not there. I'm not an expert on terrorism. I'm certainly not someone that has any inside information or any background in any of this. But you have to wonder, you have to ask this question, and it's kind of been bugging me all day, so I'll bring it up. Why now? I mean, what is it now that we, I mean, could it be that something from the Paris attacks provided them with the information to go after all of these other people? That's possible. But I think what might be a more logical or reasonable explanation for all of these arrests is something, you know, similar, for example, to the question of why is France bombing all these ISIS locations? I heard a commentator last week asking this question. He said, look, if they know where all of these ISIS, the bases are for ISIS, if they've known this now for some weeks or months, why did they wait until after they were attacked in this way in Paris to start bombing these locations? And it's the same question you have to ask about the United States. It's almost like what they call at the airport show security, where now all of a sudden people are being asked to, you know, we've got to, I don't know what the restrictions are, but I have heard that security at airports is now tightened again, all the way back to, you know, the tough, you know, things that we went through after 9/11. Sports stadiums are now enforcing the no bags allowed policy. Unless you bring a certain size transparent bag, you can't take anything pretty much into an NFL football game. But it makes you ask this bottom line question. Look, if we know where these people are, if we know where their bases are, why didn't we bomb them weeks ago, months ago? It just makes you wonder. Not that I have totally bought hook, line, and sinker into this conspiracy idea that ISIS is being allowed to, you know, to prosper and grow and get away with what they're doing. But it does make you wonder. You know, why, number one, why can't we, the U.S., the world superpower, why can't we stop these people? And why is it that we wait for one of these attacks and then all of a sudden it seems like we go into action? And maybe someone listening, you know, might be saying, you know, Jim Paris, what an idiot. This guy just doesn't get it. He doesn't understand how this works. Maybe I don't. I mean, and maybe this raises the question of George W. Bush. You know, George W. Bush had a very famous principle of preemption. You know, that was you get the bad guy before he gets you. That was George Bush's mantra. And that is why he is looked at unfavorably, I think, historically by many people, is that, look, you know, Bush had no reason to go after Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein hadn't recently done anything to the U.S., and we should have just let him, continue to defy the U.N. resolutions, even though he, you know, people don't remember this. We'll get into this in hour number two. One presidential assassination attempt was on the father of George W. Bush, and it was by the Iranians. I'm sorry, the Iraqis. It was under Saddam Hussein. And so we're going to talk about that in hour number two as well. But this really does raise questions of when do you go after the bad guy? I mean, when do you bring out the big guns and really, really go after the bad guy? Do you wait until after you're hit, or do you do it beforehand? And this really raises the question of, are we at war or not? Because if someone has declared war on you, do you really have to wait until they start attacking you to attack them? I think not. And even if that were the case, I think ISIS has done enough to deserve a full frontal attack. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, the mark of the beast, is it here? We'll tell you that right after this. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Recent statistics show that gun sales are absolutely going through the roof. Honestly, it's no wonder today that people are buying guns in such record numbers. I just stumbled across a very, very interesting way to cash in on the explosion in firearm sales. Did you know that you can legally set up a home-based gun dealership and the cost to obtain a federal firearms license is ridiculously low? As an FFL dealer, you can even buy your own guns and ammo at wholesale. Now, if you'd like to get all of the details and the information you need to get started in a business like this, check out the website HomeGunBusiness.com. That's HomeGunBusiness.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Leave it alone, it'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic. The stock market goes up, the stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and Income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want the Sig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from the Sig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at lesig.com. L-E-C-I-G.com. Kick some ash with the Sig.
We're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right. We are back. And tonight our guest in hour number two is Dr. Ronald Fineman. We'll be talking about assassinations of U.S. presidents and attempted assassinations of U.S. presidents all throughout history. And we'll be doing that on the 52nd anniversary here of the JFK assassination. All right, let's talk about something very disturbing that is back in the news again. The IRS apparently, starting in January, will have the ability to revoke passports and deny passport applications for those people that have unpaid taxes. And the amounts, we don't know what the amounts are yet, but one article I read said it would have to be at least $50,000 in taxes. But here's probably what would likely happen is once they pass something like this, giving the IRS the ability to take away your passport if you have unpaid taxes, that will simply be another tool that they have to use in the collection process. Now, look, I'm not here in any way to suggest that people should be allowed to get away with not paying their taxes. But when you get into a situation where your freedom of movement is now going to be restricted, in other words, if someone is a criminal and they're evading their tax obligations, charge them with a crime, bring them before a jury of their peers, and let the chips fall where they fall. But the idea that simply the IRS determining that you owe X dollars, and maybe you don't have the ability to pay it. I mean, maybe you legitimately owe the taxes, but because of the circumstances, maybe you had a business that failed, maybe you had a marriage situation, you know, you went through a divorce, you know, who knows? I mean, people have medical situations, all kinds of explanations are out there as to why somebody could have a substantial unpaid tax to the IRS. And then when you add in the penalties and interest and all of that stuff, it doesn't take long before you end up owing tens of thousands of dollars. Well, here's sort of, you know, my take on this. I was thinking about this earlier today when I read the article, and I thought about, you know, the coming mark of the beast, as discussed in the biblical book of Revelation. And we talk about the ability, your ability, your privilege to buy and sell to be taken away if you don't take the mark of the beast. Well, when we get into this type of enforcement, we're sort of getting dangerously close to that. For example, just think about this. Every U.S. citizen that lives or works abroad, even if maybe your job is that you travel part of the time where you have to go internationally. And I know people that have jobs where they have to travel to their job by going on a plane and flying out of the country. They do consulting, they have clients, they have to work on site, and they have to be in a foreign location to do their job. People that are living overseas as well. And apparently, one of the arguments against all of this is those people that are living overseas and have been for a number of years, there apparently is no consistent way to get U.S. mail to people, so-called like certified letters or registered letters from the IRS, to be able to notify someone that, hey, look, you owe us money, you're behind, et cetera, et cetera. So that's sort of the other side of it. But here's where we get back kind of to the mark of the beast. And one of the articles I read today was chilling. It was making the comparison between the IRS being able to revoke passports of people with unpaid taxes to the state's ability to revoke your driver's license if you have, let's say, too many speeding tickets, or if you have unpaid child support or other issues. And when you start looking at giving the government these kinds of powers, okay, I get it with the unpaid traffic tickets, but then you get into unpaid child support. And again, you know, someone might have a circumstance where maybe they just financially can't pay the child support that they're ordered to pay. And I get emails about scenarios like this from people all the time. And then the state government steps in and suspends their driver's license. So now they can't drive a car. So how can they possibly work to pay the bills they have and pay the child support without a driver's license? And it was making the comparison to the driver's license suspensions now that states are using for all kinds of different reasons. And if we cross over this line, we're basically saying, hey, if you owe taxes, we're going to take away your passport. you give that power to the IRS, which acts in many cases unilaterally without really giving the taxpayer an opportunity to give their, you know, to really go into a courtroom. I mean, unless you've got a lot of money and a big time attorney, it's really hard to go up against the IRS. And what's next? Will the IRS be able to suspend your driver's license if you have unpaid taxes? I mean, how far does this go? And I can't even imagine, you know, if you're a family living overseas, maybe you own a home overseas. Maybe you're someone that makes your living overseas and the IRS believes you have unpaid taxes and they press a button and now all of a sudden your U.S. passport is suspended. I mean, what do you do? I don't even know if you could get back home, because if your passport is suspended and you're overseas, are you trapped there? I mean, how does this work? I don't understand it. And it's really chilling. I mean, the IRS already has such incredible collection powers. I mean, they can take your paycheck. They can put a lien on your house. They can come and take your car. I mean, they have such amazing collection powers. Take your bank account from you. The idea that they're going to be also able to take away your United States passport. And I don't hear anybody talking about this issue. I don't hear anybody talking about it. I happen to trip across an article. There's not even a lot of articles being written about this, but I thought I'd pass that along to you. Apparently it's going to sail right through all this stalemate between the Congress and the Senate and the White House. No, not with this. This is going to sail right through. And it makes you scratch your head, though, because here's the deal. You have to wonder, how does Al Sharpton owe reportedly over $4 million in unpaid taxes, but yet he's got a big TV show. He's visiting the White House. I guess he's one of the most frequent visitors to the White House. I guess if they're going to do this, he'd be one of the first ones to have his passport taken away. You think that's going to happen under an Obama administration? I really doubt it. And you look at the selective enforcement of the law. I heard an interview this week. Laura Ingraham had Dinesh D'Souza on her program, who recently just got out of jail. He had to serve, I guess it was about a 9-month sentence for making illegal campaign contributions. I mean, something that people are not sent to jail for, but because he was a conservative, he was sent to jail. So he's such a smart guy, such an inspiration to hear his story. He goes to jail for 9 months, comes out of jail, and writes a book about it, about what he learned by being in jail and sort of the political persecution he went through. So he's turning his lemons into lemonade. By the way, if my producer Ann is listening, let's book Dinesh D'Souza to be on the program as soon as possible. All right, we'll be back with some great news, maybe not so great, about Obamacare. Stay tuned.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, so you're super excited about Obamacare, right? I can't tell you. It was interesting on the camping trip. Some folks that I know, the subject came up, which it does everywhere I go, of the cost of health insurance. And it's amazing. It's truly amazing what people expected Obamacare to be and what they now are looking at. What people are looking at is, even if they go with one of these, what they call catastrophic health insurance plans, where the deductible is $7,000, they're looking at paying $500, $600 a month for that kind of coverage. And it's just sticker shock. I mean, people can't afford it. I ran across an article today, and I was reading this article. I thought, you know what, this is fascinating. I've got to mention this on the show. And I wonder if you know anyone in this same exact situation. Let me bring the article up. Then let me mention to you my friends that I was on the camping trip with this weekend. We were talking about this, came up, and they're actually right now going without any health insurance because they simply can't afford it. And what they told me was they've decided to just pay the penalty, the IRS penalty for not having insurance, which, there you go again, the IRS is back. If you don't have health insurance, maybe you'll get your passport taken away. I mean, who knows what they're going to do with that. So They're simply going without health insurance, and a lot of people are doing that. But what they don't know is that the vise is slowly tightening, because these penalties for not having health insurance are actually pretty minor right now compared to where they're going to be in the next year or two. We're talking about the penalties being thousands and thousands of dollars. So what the government has done is they started by promising that across the board, all of us would be able to get a lower cost health insurance than what we already had. So that was the baseline. Then they said, because this is going to be such a good deal for everyone, we're going to make you buy it. So you're going to be forced to have this coverage. And if you don't have it, we're going to institute these steep penalties, which start out year one, there was no penalty. Then year two, this year, there's a small penalty. And it's like in the hundreds now, but then it's going to go into the thousands next year. And then depending on how much you make, it could be tens of thousands of dollars, the penalties, 2-3 years down the road. So what we're being forced into is a situation where it's like we're in a boiling pot and they're slowly turning the temperature up on us. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, what's going to happen to people who can't afford to buy health insurance, but at the same time, in a couple of years, are not going to be able to afford to pay the penalty either? I mean, what does someone do in that situation? I mean, what are their options? So we take a look at this article here, and my friends were telling me he's recently retired, still a young man, not old enough to get Medicare, and they were sharing with me that they have no health insurance for their family, none, and they're just not in a position to be able to afford it. It's just shocking. So here's an article. This is from the Columbus Dispatch, and a picture of a lady. She looks like maybe she's in her mid-50s. And she has a significant back issue. And because of her her copay and deductible and all of that nonsense, in order for her to get this surgery that she needs to come up with $6,000 of her own money. And apparently, she has her company provides her with health insurance. So this is someone who has a job at a big company here. And yet, nonetheless, with all of the deductibles, copay, all of that stuff, she's going to have to come up with $6,000 for this back surgery. So what is she doing? She's going without the back surgery. She can't afford it. I mean, can you imagine that that's where we're at, America, the greatest country on this planet, and we have people who are fully employed, working for major corporations, that because of what's going on with the health insurance policy in this country, that they themselves cannot afford to be able to get a back surgery, even with insurance that they have. And this is really what it's come to. And my business partner, Bob Yetman, we were talking about this on our Members Only podcast the other day. And we both made the comment. He started with the thought that, look, if a private business had done what the government has done to us here, promised that, look, we're going to do this and it's going to save everyone money. And if you buy this, this is what's going to happen. The cost is going to come down for everyone. And now people are paying double and triple what they were paying. Some people even beyond that. If a private business did this, it would be considered criminal fraud and people would go to jail. Everything that people said would happen with Obamacare, all of the critics, everything they said has not only come true, but they were wrong. They never even predicted it would be this bad. I mean, this is where we're at. People going without surgeries they need, people not carrying insurance. And you know what that means when you don't have health insurance? It means you've got that little pain. Maybe you feel a bump on your breast if you're a woman, or you're a man and maybe you've got a little bit of chest pain after your workout. What do? You don't have health insurance. You just ignore it, right? It's probably nothing. You know, if I go in, they're going to want to do this and that and the other thing, and it's going to end up costing me $2,000-$4,000 just to get it checked out. I can't afford to do that. So we as Americans now, this is where we're at. So this is the success of this program, is that we have people like this woman here in Ohio, who she's 53 years old. She says she can't get the back surgery until she saves up $6,000. I mean, this just makes me want to cry. And then my friends telling me they don't have health insurance. They can't afford it. So they're just going to pay the penalty. So here's what my solution to this is, because we want to be solution oriented. Do what I've done. I have an alternative to Obamacare, which makes me exempt from Obamacare, and it's called Christian Medical Sharing. And if you want to find all about how this works and how you can get it, there are three major organizations in the United States that offer it. In my own case, I pay about $190 monthly. That's all I pay. If I went with regular health insurance, it would probably be 2.5 to 3 times that or more. So if you want to find out how all of that works and you're a Christian, you want to get into one of these Christian medical sharing programs, go to this website, medicalsharing.christianmoney.com. medicalsharing.christianmoney.com. Or just go to my blog, which is blog.christianmoney.com. Go to the blog. There's a little search window on the right-hand sidebar. Type in Christian Medical Sharing, and you will find a multitude of articles there with links that will take you to the different options. Please don't go without health insurance. That's not a good option. But look, even in my own case, I have a $7,500 deductible. But if I went on my wife's plan at where she works, she's a teacher, they were going to take something like $600 or $700 a month out of her paycheck for me to be on her plan. And I told her, I said, no, you're not working to be able to have $700 a month come out of your paycheck so that I can have insurance. That's not going to happen. So this is what I'm doing. And I don't have to pay the penalty because I am considered exempt from Obamacare. So check it out, medicalsharing.christianmoney.com. All right, with the break coming up here, I just want to mention real quickly, people are going crazy over my free report on how to drop cable TV and replace it with free internet TV. You can get that right now by going to dropcabletv.us. dropcabletv.us. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Donald Trump is back in the news, believe it or not. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Have you seen websites or even heard radio ads offering guns for sale? Well, let me let you in on a little secret. Did you know that if someone buys a gun mail order, it must be shipped first to a local federally licensed firearms dealer? Now, the local dealer can make $25 to $50 for simply receiving the gun and doing the paperwork for the buyer. Now, most people don't know that they can do this. They can become a fully licensed federal firearms dealer for under $200, operate a business like this from home, and just doing these simple transfers, they can earn hundreds of dollars per week. Now, that's not all. As an FFL, you can also buy guns and ammo wholesale for yourself. Check it out today, HomeGunBusiness.com. The website, HomeGunBusiness.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Pro Pure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one water filter, helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro 1G 2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro 1G 2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, of course, the website is christianmoney.com, christianmoney.com. And I am sitting here looking at the polls, and it's just shocking to see this. Because of what the media has told us, that there was no way Trump would be in the position he's in at this point in the race. And the latest numbers from Iowa, this is a CBS News poll released, it looks like, in the last couple of hours here. So this is fresh, fresh numbers. These are fresh numbers here for you. Trump with a commanding 30% in Iowa. And moving up here is Ted Cruz, who has 21%. And dropping down to third place is Dr. Ben Carson with 19%. Jeb Bush all the way down to 5%. And Marco Rubio also dropping some. He's at 11%. He was surging, but it looks like Cruz is sort of the person making the most headway here. But Trump just far and away ahead of everybody in Iowa. Then we take a look at New Hampshire, and we've got Trump at 32%. And the next person behind him is 13% Rubio. I don't know. I mean, I don't see how if Trump wins Iowa, then he wins New Hampshire. I don't see how anyone in the Republican pack here is going to be able to overcome that. I don't know. Historically, has anybody ever won Iowa and New Hampshire and then not gone on to win the nomination? I don't know. I don't remember that ever happening. Of course, the Bush strategy here, the Jeb Bush strategy, is to wait until a little bit later once we get into South Carolina, and then once we get to Super Tuesday, which includes Florida, to sort of make his run for it then. And because of his money situation, he claims he's going to be able to do that. I don't know. I just don't know if you can overtake. I mean, the momentum that Trump already has, and I don't know how far are we away. It's just weeks now, because we're almost to December. So we're talking about all this coming together in the next 2 to 3 months. I just don't see how Trump gets knocked out unless there's some kind of scandal that comes out. So the latest Trump battle with the media is all about his claim that he saw on television, he says, thousands of people in New Jersey cheering after the September 11th terrorist attacks. Now, this is all about a quote. He was quoted as saying, quote, "I don't want to close mosques. I want to surveil mosques. I want mosques surveilled." And so this is all about why he's being questioned about this comment that he made. He says, here in the U.S., we have large Arab populations. This is all in the wake, of course, of the Paris, France attack. And a lot of people asking questions, you know, what do we do about protecting ourselves here? I mean, do we have any sleeper cells right here? Well, the FBI says we do. The FBI says we have sleeper cells in all 50 states. This is the FBI. Our own FBI is telling us this. So Trump's basically defending his position by saying he saw on television thousands of people in New Jersey cheering after the September 11th attack. So the media has now done some fact checking. And apparently they're claiming there never were any such celebrations in New Jersey among the Arab population. I don't know, but I'll be honest with you, I don't really care. I don't really see how this is a big deal. I certainly saw the celebrations of Muslims all over the world after 9/11. I saw, especially, over there in, the occupied territory, Palestinians, that group over there. I saw celebrations from Iraq, Iran. There were quite a few news snippets at the time where we were, as Americans, we're all, of course, grieving the loss of, thousands of our fellow citizens, this horrible attack. And yes, they were celebrating in the streets. And I don't really see why this is a big deal, but this is the latest Trump battle with the media. Did he really see people in New Jersey celebrating after 9/11 or not? I don't really see why that matters. Maybe he was mistaken. Maybe what he saw was a clip of someone in the Middle East celebrating. I mean, there are parts of New Jersey that look like the Middle East. I will tell you that because I've been to New Jersey. So, all right, who cares? So we move ahead. A lot of things to cover here in this segment. I want to get onto these, and so we're going to kind of go quickly here. Black Friday. I've never been one to get into the Black Friday deal, although I will tell you that this year is a little bit more interesting because there's more things that are going to be happening online this year. And one of the deals I want to bring to your attention, and by the way, check my website throughout the week because we're going to be putting up a substantial article about Black Friday this year, telling you how to track the deals, how to find the deals, how to get in on all the various deals. Apparently, the deal of Black Friday, here it is. This is according to the website dealnews.com. They say that Amazon is going to be selling a 50-inch flat screen television for $150 on Black Friday. Wow. That's shocking to me. How can you do that? And I guess if you're an Amazon Prime member, you would get that shipped for free to your house. A 50-inch flat screen TV for $150. Now, here's the deal. Apparently, there will be limited quantities of this deal, as there always are on these Black Friday special deals. But in order to get this one, you can't buy it from the Amazon website. You have to buy it with the Amazon app on your mobile device, so your smartphone, your tablet, whatnot. That's going to be interesting. I don't need a new 50-inch television. I've thought about getting a big 50-inch television and putting it here in my radio studio if we ever were to simulcast on video, and then I can have one of those cool, big TV sets behind me so when I'm going online, I can bring up various websites for you to see on a video feed, and maybe we'll do that at some point. But it looks like more and more of this is going online. It also looks like much of this is going to be handled differently this year in terms of people, avoiding the trampling situations, people being given coupons in the parking lot. If they got in on certain deals, they're not going to be required to trample their fellow shopper to be able to get to all the different deals. That's always been a bad idea. And I don't know why it's taken so long for us to get to that. But one of the things especially to take a look at are so-called smart televisions. Of course, there's a lot going on right now with Roku and Amazon Fire TV. You know, the idea of connecting your TV to the internet to get free TV channels instead of having cable. Well, instead of buying a separate box, a Roku box, for example, you can now get smart televisions with the Roku technology inside it. That's not new, but here's what is new, is the price levels that these smart TVs are dropping to. So here's one example. You can get a 32-inch smart HD TV with the Roku built-in and Amazon built-in and Netflix, all of these different services built into the TV itself for $125. For $125. I mean, that is ridiculous. And that looks like, let's see here. Where is this deal at? I guess you're supposed to go to dealnews.com. Oh, no, that's Walmart. They're saying that is through Walmart. And one of the interesting things about Walmart is some of their deals will be only in their store, while other deals will only be online, while yet other deals will be available through both. There's a lot going on with this. This year, Amazon started early, like a week early. I'm not one to get up in the middle of the night and go stand in line somewhere after Thanksgiving. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to probably do any of this shopping in person. If I grab something, it's going to be online. And it looks like, this year there's going to be more deals online than ever before. So this is an opportunity for you to avoid the lines and be able to grab those deals. What else do we have here? All right, check out this article over at wired.com. Go over there and check this out, because I think this is a great question. Why does ISIS get to have a Facebook and a Twitter account? I mean, why can't they just be shut down? A great article about that over at wired.com. All right, we'll be back with hour number two in just a few minutes. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.